This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melitonia Zamarron Orzonio. Date of birth, August 17, 1963. Case ID number 4544095. Examination date, September 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Salazar, dated 1/3/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of shoulder/knee/ankle pain, comma, decreased memory, comma, and headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was February the 14th, 2020, where she worked in a nursing home for 2.5 years. She also worked at a playhouse daycare center for 5 years and worked at a place by the name of Palace Parades, for 9.5 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is presently working. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, shoulder/knee/ankle pain. The claimant states that in 2007, she fell and hurt her right shoulder and injured her knee and ankle at the same time on the right side. She says since that time she has also had hip pain as well. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and x-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. She denies any fractures or surgeries performed for this condition. She has had intra-articular steroid injections, which has helped for a short period of time. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, but not able to lift anything above her head. She did receive some physical therapy, which she states did help her. At the present time, she's also unable to open up a jar top. The claimant did not present with any assisted devices, but she says she does have a cane at home that she uses. Her medications for pain include ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, QD, which does give her relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking around the house. Her physician is Dr. Aquino Rodriguez. She was diagnosed with rotator cuff tendonitis with osteoarthritis of the right shoulder. Allegation number two, decreased memory. The claimant states that in 2017, she was starting to have problems with decreased memory. She states that she forgets to turn off the stove and forgets to do many minor things that just slip her mind. She's had decreased concentration and increased frustration with the situation. She suffers from insomnia, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and stress, but she states her appetite is good. At the present time, she's on no medications for decreased memory, And she attributes the decreased memory secondary to her stressful situation at home because of lack of funds. Headaches. The claimant states that in 2002, she was having tension headaches and was also recently diagnosed with possible hypertension. She denies any migraine headaches, brain tumors, or trauma to her head. She states the character of the headache is a dull pain located in the frontal area of her head, which she states she can have for one day if she doesn't take medications. And she states it can last all day long. She usually has the headaches daily. The associated symptoms include photophobia, scalp tenderness, and vertigo. She denies any nausea, vomiting, paresthesias, or poor vision at this time. She was diagnosed with tension headaches, but she has been told by her physician that her blood pressure is high and that if it continued to be high, she would have to start her on antihypertensive medications. She is on ibuprofen 800 milligrams when she has a headache, and she states that it takes approximately 2 hours for the medication to work. Family history. The father died of cancer of the prostate at 75 years of age. Her mother has had hypertension and diabetes mellitus and died from complications of diabetes mellitus. Medications, ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, meloxicam 7.5 milligrams QD, and tizanidine 2 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, tension headaches, depression / anxiety, osteoarthritis, shoulder, knee, and ankle pain secondary to osteoarthritis, decreased memory, obesity, and depression. Major surgeries, abdominal hysterectomy in 2007. The claimant also has a history of bilateral tubal ligation and cholecystectomy. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 254 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and 3/4 inches, BP 148/96 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to pain and muscle weakness. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence in HEENT? The claimant had poor dentition and has some missing teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/15. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? the jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was an increased heart rate of 104 beats per minute with normal rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibial pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. However, the claimant does appear to have swelling of both lower extremities with some edema noted. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. No ulcers or veins were noted. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of all joints, but especially of the shoulders, hips, and knees, and weakness of the lower extremities. Mild joint swelling, erythema, but no effusion or deformity was noted in the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of both upper extremities, but more so on the right, where abduction and forward elevation of the right shoulder was 80 degrees and of the left shoulder was 100 degrees. The claimant also has mild decreased range of motion of the lower extremities secondary to weakness. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 0 degrees bilaterally, which is abnormal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex the knees at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant also had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but slowly. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She has no assisted devices at this time, but does have a cane at home, which she probably needs to use. Neurological exam. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally, and the claimant is able to pinch and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms and weakness. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the upper extremities as well as for the lower extremities. fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, they claim his ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of weakness of all extremities with decreased range of motion. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk without some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to shoulder problems. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show moderate fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis with muscle weakness and headaches, probably secondary to hypertension. Probable diagnoses. Number one, shoulder slash knee slash ankle pain. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to be very tender in all her joints and may very well have osteoarthritis. Number two, decreased memory dash normal physical exam at this time. She may be suffering from decreased memory from depression and stressful situations at home. Number three, headaches, dash, being treated with ibuprofen, appear to be stable at this time. They appear to be more likely than not coming from uncontrolled hypertension. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melitonia Zamarron Azornil.